healthier lives and get the care they need on the web at rwjf.org.
Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his Friday analysis of the Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Happy New Laws Day.
Yes, indeed. Happy fiscal year and happy July 1st.
And to you.
Well, the Virginia School for the Deaf and Blind, one of the best-known state institutions in the Stanton area, Shenandoah Valley, has decided it can no longer afford the services of Northrop Grumman or the VITA state agency that manages the state's computer system.
Yes, finally a human face has been put on this inside baseball story. This historic state school is groaning over its escalating bill from VITA Northrop Grumman. Now, the McDonnell administration counters that the school's bill is in line with its budget, at least as a percentage of the agency's total spending, that it's actually a fairly small slice of the overall budget. But the school says it is too large, about three times what it had been spending, and it is forcing kids and teachers to share equipment. And the bottom line here is that there is a great concern that somehow this rising cost will undercut the ability of the school to deliver a quality education to these special needs kids. And so VITA and Northrop Grumman and the McDonnell administration have been thrown on the defensive again on this big privatization contract.
A new poll shows that if the presidential and senatorial elections were held today, which they're not, of course, they would be a dead heat in Virginia.
Yes, another reminder that Virginia is a battleground state. And one of the reasons that poll, the Quinnipiac poll, is being conducted in Virginia is because the Connecticut College that conducts these polls around the country believes it's important to monitor what's going on in battleground swing states like Virginia. And that poll also shows, of course, that Bob McDonald's a pretty popular and likable guy, viewed as somewhat moderate despite his very conservative credentials. And then on some issues, it shows that Virginians favor adoption by gay couples, though they still oppose, by a shrinking margin, a same-sex marriage. And they are split right down the middle on the prospect of uranium mining.
Well, speaking of uranium mining, there was a little bit of a flap about some investors in the proposed mining if the ban is eventually lifted.
Yes, the proponents are enlisting Virginia investors. These are some rich folks who could become a lot richer should this mine in Pennsylvania County become a reality. There are two things going on here. The mine proponents, by lining up these investors, are creating new advocates for the this venture. Should the issue of the moratorium be before the General Assembly next year, as is expected, and whether to lift that ban? And two, this also puts more of a Virginia face on a company that's depicted by the opposition as a foreign front. And Virginia Uranium is in part subsidized through a specially created company that's traded on one of the Canadian exchanges.
Mm-hmm. We have about 2.5 minutes to go. The Senate campaign, though the election, as we indicated, is more than a year away, has taken up a Boeing plant in South Carolina. It's become somewhat of an issue here. What's that all about?
Yes, all about guilt by association. George Allen, the Republicans, are trying to remind Virginians that Tim Kaine and Barack Obama are joined at the hip. The issue here is that Boeing, the big aircraft manufacturer, is building or wants to build a plant in South Carolina, a right-to-work state. This is seen by the administration in a pleading before the NLRB as a way to get around a union agreement with its labor force. The Allenistas want to know where Tim Kaine stands on this. Does he agree with the president? Kaine is using this as an opportunity to put some distance between himself and Barack Obama, saying that Boeing should be free to locate a plant wherever it wants.
Governor McDonnell is not going to continue a panel that was appointed by his predecessor Tim Kaine to study climate change.
Doug Dominick, Bob McDonald's Natural Resources Secretary, said this entity was allowed to go gentle into that good night. He argues that there's really nothing Virginia can do about climate change. But one wonders, is Bob McDonald only deferring to Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli? Cuccinelli, of course, is battling the Environmental Protection Agency over the issue of climate change, claiming a lot of policies are based on potentially cooked research at such institutions as the University of Virginia.
And in about 35 seconds to go, Mark Warner and Eric Cantor, a Virginia Democratic senator and a Virginia Republican House member who happens to be majority leader in the House of Representatives, have very different views on how to get out of this financial quagmire.
Yes, a sharp contrast. Mark Warner, last week's end, increasingly frustrated over the inability of Congress and the White House to reach terms on this debt ceiling. He says he's walking around with a sign that says the end is near. Of course, meantime, Eric Cantor has quit those talks with the White House until the White House quits all this talk of new taxes.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Our time's just about gone for this time, so I'll talk to you next Friday.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. A happy holiday weekend. Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us Friday mornings at this time to analyze Virginia political news. It's 8:40.
At the start.